A new mother stands in her kitchen, cradling her premature daughter against her chest. The baby is finally home from the hospital, miraculously healthy. This should be pure joy. Yet her thumb keeps moving, scrolling through her phone even as she holds this tiny life. The realization hits like cold water. She's addicted to a device, and it's stealing moments she'll never get back. This wasn't rock bottom, but it was close enough to spark a question that would reshape everything. When did we forget how to have fun? We throw the word fun around constantly. That meeting was fun. Dinner was fun. Even traffic wasn't too bad. Kind of fun, actually. We've watered down the concept until it means nothing more than not terrible. Meanwhile, something essential has been leaking out of our lives. Adults struggle to remember the last time they felt truly, wildly, completely alive in a moment. We're not talking about pleasant or nice or fine. We're talking about that electric feeling when time dissolves, when you're so present you forget to check your phone, when you look up grinning and think, this is what being human feels like. True fun exists at the intersection of three essential elements: playfulness, connection, and flow. Remove any one and the magic disappears. Playfulness means approaching something with lighthearted freedom, purely for its own sake, no obligation or performance anxiety. Connection involves sharing a special experience with someone else. Even introverts reported their most fun moments occurring with others, just in smaller settings. Flow is that psychological state where you're so absorbed in the present that time becomes meaningless and self-consciousness evaporates. When these three converge, true fun emerges, transformative energy that makes you feel profoundly alive. Unlike happiness, true fun exists exclusively in the present tense. While it's happening, you know it. True fun cannot coexist with distraction, which destroys flow, or judgment, which kills playfulness and connection. Many experiences we label fun are actually fake fun: passive television watching, compulsive shopping, or frantic busyness. Like junk food, fake fun offers quick pleasure but leaves you hollow. Our screen addiction isn't personal failing, it's the intended result of sophisticated algorithms. Phones function like pocket slot machines, exploiting our brain chemistry through novelty and unpredictability. This creates continuous partial attention, blocking true fun by preventing flow and impairing memory formation. We scroll through other people's curated lives instead of living our own. True fun isn't just enjoyable, it's medicine. Screen-addicted lives create anxiety and disconnection, while pursuing true fun elevates everything. Devices amplify chronic stress and weakened bonds, conditions that shorten lives. Fun facilitates the opposite: freedom from stress, strong relationships, and purpose, all proven to extend lifespan. Playfulness makes us feel most alive. Stuart Brown argues that without play, there are no books, movies, or art. When we stop playing, we start dying. Play increases brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, and reduces dementia risk. Connection hits us at a cellular level. The 80-year Grant study found relationship quality was the biggest predictor of healthy aging, more important than money or genes. Loneliness acts as fertilizer for other diseases. Flow creates stronger confidence in our authentic identity. Okinawan centenarians constantly engaged in enjoyable activities, and happiness emerged naturally. Laughter signals true fun with profound benefits, reducing cortisol, improving cardiovascular health, and releasing endorphins. It's 30 times more likely in social contexts, explaining why true fun most often happens with others. Fun provides a concrete blueprint, shifting focus from an emotional state, being happy, to an active experience, having fun. Since we're invariably happy while having fun, pursuing fun creates a self-perpetuating positive cycle. You can't simply decide to have more fun. True fun requires creating the right conditions. Recognize its signatures: laughter, freedom, losing track of time, complete presence, childlike excitement, and feeling entirely yourself. Track moments of playfulness, connection, and flow through a simple journal. This reveals patterns, activities, settings, or people consistently associated with these states, and distinguishes true fun from fake fun that drains you. True fun requires specific preconditions: engaged presence, usually phone-free, no judgment, full investment, and not caring about outcomes. Surprisingly, even introverts typically need other people, though smaller, intimate groups work best. Certain activities act as your personal fun magnets. Examine your fun history to identify them. One woman realized her peak moments involved physical activities in nature with small groups. Another discovered hands-on creative projects consistently triggered flow. These magnets reveal your fun factors: physical movement, intellectual engagement, nature, creativity, community, or competition, and equally important anti-fun factors like risk, crowds, or loss of control. True fun implements through the SPARK framework: make space, pursue passions, attract fun, rebel, and keep at it. This transforms true fun from occasional experience to regular companion. Our lives resemble haphazardly built houses, functional but not designed for happiness. We've constructed routines around external expectations rather than personal desires, becoming consumed by responsibilities and digital distractions. To experience true fun, we must become architects of our own lives by clearing mental and physical space. This isn't about shirking responsibilities. It's about reorienting toward energizing activities that increase resilience and improve everything else we do. Resentment kills fun, especially when invisible labor, tracking appointments, managing logistics, remembering birthdays, falls disproportionately on one person. Regular planning sessions to divide responsibilities transparently lower resentment and create space for both partners to seek true fun. Cluttered environments drain cognitive resources and elevate cortisol, disrupting flow. Create space with a daily not-to-do list identifying time wasters. For new commitments, ask whether they'll produce playfulness, connection, or flow, a fun gut check protecting spontaneity. Practice the WWW exercise with devices: what for, your purpose, why now, emotional triggers, and what else, alternatives. Create physical barriers like rubber bands around phones to interrupt autopilot habits. Creating space can trigger what Viktor Frankl called Sunday neurosis, depression emerging when busy schedules quiet and we confront inner emptiness. Sit with this discomfort as necessary toward discovering what truly brings joy. Memorable fun often involves mild rule breaking, not dangerous law breaking, but harmless boundary stepping, like sneaking onto a golf course to stargaze or impromptu grocery aisle dance parties. These gentle rebellions share something essential with play: both break normal patterns and step outside ordinary life. For rule-following adults, rebellion might seem irresponsible, but in proper doses, it's essential. Too many responsibilities create burden. Always prioritizing others leads to burnout. We all crave liberation from obligations, from living in our heads, from fearing judgment. Rebelling against habits fights what one writer calls the dirty secret about adulthood: its sameness. While routines make life easier, they also make it boring and put us on autopilot. William James noted in 1890 that as experiences become automatic, the days and weeks smooth themselves out and the years grow hollow and collapse. The antidote is pattern separation, breaking monotony with new experiences. Instead of indistinguishable days, you create a necklace of colorful memory beads. The more distinct these experiences, the more time seems to slow down. Compare your vivid high school memories to the last 4 years. The difference is pattern separation. Changes don't need to be dramatic. One couple rebelled by playing with LED badminton birdies at dusk, spending half an hour laughing and running barefoot despite neither being good at racket sports. It cost nothing but the willingness to look slightly ridiculous. Rebel against convention by refusing to follow trends blindly. One family celebrates Thanksgiving on Friday instead, prepping Wednesday with cocktails, relaxing Thursday with dim sum, then hosting a stress-free feast Friday. Reject perfectionism and embrace authenticity. Make a point of regularly doing things that are totally selfish. While selfishness is often viewed negatively, taking time for yourself is essential. You cannot care for others if you don't care for yourself. Orienting your life around fun isn't a one-time project. It's like exercise, requiring ongoing commitment. Start by identifying your fun squads, people with whom you tend to have fun. Though planning for fun might sound counterintuitive, it's essential. One key goal: always have something on your calendar to look forward to. This anticipatory savoring boosts resilience and lowers stress. Think of fun in two doses: microdoses and booster shots. Microdoses are small, everyday pleasurable experiences. Taking an impromptu drive with windows down and music up, or eating dinner on a picnic blanket. Aim to microdose several times weekly. Booster shots are larger experiences, vacations, annual gatherings, events that require more planning but replenish your energy longer. Aim for at least one booster shot per season. Technology can actually help foster playfulness, connection, and flow when used intentionally. Plant identification apps enhance nature enjoyment. Guitar tab apps help learn new songs. The key is using technology to facilitate engagement rather than emptiness. Consider regular breaks from devices, a technology Sabbath that resets your relationship with digital life. While prioritizing fun requires effort, don't make it feel like a job. Meet yourself where you are and practice self-compassion. Some days you'll have energy to create fun opportunities. Other days, simply remain open to moments of playfulness, connection, or flow that come your way. In a world that monetizes our attention and gamifies our relationships, choosing true fun is a radical act. We've been sold the lie that happiness comes from productivity, that connection happens through screens, that rest is laziness. But that feeling when you laugh until your stomach hurts, when you lose yourself in conversation, when you emerge energized rather than drained, that's your humanity calling you home. Because fun feels good, we assume it's unnecessary, a luxury for after we've checked all the boxes. But fun feels good because it is good for us, a requirement for health rather than self-indulgence. Playfulness, connection, and flow are among the most potent factors for both immediate well-being and long-term fulfillment. Your life is what you pay attention to. With countless things competing for your focus, the natural tendency is to scan for threats and chase future goals. But you aren't a problem to be fixed. You're a life that wants to be lived right now. When you're old, you won't remember the emails or the scrolling. You'll remember the moments when you felt completely alive. True fun is the distillation of life's energy under which your life can truly blossom.